Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Police in Rockford, Illinois say three people are dead, at least three more are wounded after a shooting near a bowling alley last night. Chuck Hornbach of member station WUWM reports.
Rockford police say around 7 p.m. Saturday they received a call that someone had opened fire near Don Carter Lanes on the city's east side. When officers arrived, they say they found multiple victims. Rockford Police Chief Dan O'Shea told local television stations that a person of interest is in custody and that officers are still working the scene. O'Shea says the investigation is still, quote, very fluid. Two teenagers are among those reported shot. The Rockford Register Star reports it already had been the worst year on record for homicides in the Northern Illinois community of about 150,000 people. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach.
Investigators are trying to find out who is responsible for the explosion in downtown Nashville Christmas morning. Three people were injured and dozens of buildings were damaged. Federal and local law enforcement agents searched a house near Nashville yesterday and left with bags of evidence. A large area of downtown is still considered a crime scene. Retailers, hospitals, and first responders are all dealing with communication outages following the explosion. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports it's unclear if an AT&T transmission center was the intended target, but damage to the system has created far-reaching effects.
This transmission center is near the city's main tourist drag, but you wouldn't know it from the street. It's in a windowless building with no real signage. But for 100 miles in every direction, police are dealing with outages in their 911 systems. Residents are having trouble with internet and cell service. AT&T is bringing in portable cell sites and trying to restore critical systems as soon as possible. But the transmission center was still dealing with fires 24 hours after the blast.
Blake Farmer reporting. In Guatemala, where the coronavirus positivity rate has increased by more than 20% in the past week, the country's human rights ombudsman is filing a lawsuit against his government to make sure it buys anti-COVID vaccines and makes them available. Maria Martin reports.
Guatemala's human rights ombudsman, Jordan Rodas, says President Alejandro Yamatei hasn't done enough to acquire and supply anti-COVID vaccines to Guatemala's citizens. In Guatemala, no date has been set for the vaccine's arrival, says Rodas, while countries like Mexico and Costa Rica have already begun vaccinations. Guatemala's purchasing vaccines from a program with the World Health Organization, by which poorer countries can obtain vaccines. The country's already made a down payment of some $7 million for the first batch. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.
You're listening to NPR News. Health officials in Ontario yesterday reported two confirmed cases of a new strain of the coronavirus, the first known cases in Canada. The new variant is believed to spread more easily, but is not considered more deadly. Canada is banning passengers arriving from Britain and has expanded screening of passengers from South Africa, two countries that have reported the new strain. The Duke University women's basketball team canceled the remainder of the season due to health and safety concerns stemming from the coronavirus pandemic. Jason DeBruin of member station WUNC has more.
The decision came from the players, according to a university statement. The program had been on pause since December 16, when the team announced two positive cases among the travel party. It means first-year coach Carol Lawson's season will end after just four games. Earlier in the season, she had said she thought the team should not be playing. Last season, in the early days of the pandemic, the NCAA canceled its March Madness tournament. This coming March, it hopes to hold the tournaments in one central location to reduce travel. Duke becomes the first Power 5 program to halt play after starting the season. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeBruin in Durham, North Carolina.
The Cleveland Browns play the New York Jets today and will try to earn a playoff spot without four wide receivers, the starting middle linebacker B.J. Goodson, and his replacement. Goodson tested positive for COVID-19. The rest are considered high-risk close contacts. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.